When I was in Thailand, I noticed some of John Fuang's students were especially dedicated meditators. People ask, what is it about them that made them dedicated? And the fact is that they would take advantage of any free time to look at their minds, to watch over their minds. The image they give in the commentary is of a bird that's in a cage that's always looking for every opportunity to get out of the cage. So even if it's only a few minutes, you have some time, we have no other responsibilities. Your big responsibility is your mind. So look there. Keep coming back. Because after all, that's where the problem is. That's where the solution is as well. The problem is the ignorance with which we create the causes of suffering. The solution is when you develop knowledge about what the mind is doing. This is why when we meditate, we don't just think about lofty topics. We actually watch the mind. The best way to watch the mind is to give it something to be focused on, like the breath. Something where the act of focusing actually makes a difference. If you're quick and observant, you'll notice that when you focus on the breath, it changes right away. The question is how to make that change good, healthy for the body. So you try to bring some knowledge to what you're doing. Awareness, alertness. Examining what you're doing while you're doing it. And then you see, okay, when I focus, this is what happens. I may tense up here. I may try to make the breath clearer by forcing it. Does that help? Well, it helps you focus on it, but it doesn't make it a good place to stay. The next question is how to make it a good place to stay. This is where you bring in different perceptions. Perception of the breath is a whole body process, nourishing all your nerves, nourishing all the blood vessels. Telling yourself as you breathe in, it can come and go out every pore of the body. Think of the body as being like a big sponge, lots of holes all over it. So when you breathe in, you don't have to force the breath in or pull it in. It comes in naturally. When you breathe out, it goes out naturally. Everything seems wide open inside. When you see this, you see the power of your perceptions. Because you think of the breath as just air coming in and out through the nose. That closes off all the pores. It closes off all the opportunities for it to come in and out of the places. And when the mind closes off opportunities like that, it actually, it's not just a closing off in the perception. It actually has an effect on the nerves of the body and the range of awareness in your mind. So hold on to that perception. The body is wide open. The whole body is breathing in. The whole body is breathing out. As you settle down here, you want to get more and more precise in making sure that stray thoughts don't come in and take over. They can come in, but they can go out. In fact, one of the best ways to get beyond their power is simply to allow them in and allow them out, but you're not going to pay any attention to them. You've got the breath. You've got this wide open awareness filling the body. And then if the mind does seem to be snagged on a particular thought, do what you can to unhook it. Notice where there's a pattern of tension in the body that goes with that thought. And then just breathe through that tension. As you do this, you learn a lot about your mind. You see how subtle things like a perception or an intention can make a difference in what you actually experience. Then you can bring that principle into the rest of your life. When you're dealing with difficult issues out in the world, to what extent are your perceptions contributing to the problem? And to what extent can they contribute to the solution? What this means is you start looking at your mind all the time because you realize the mind is what making a difference all the time. And you want to be on top of it. So try to stay grounded right here. This is your frame of reference. This is your place to establish your mindfulness. Then just let it stay. Maintain it right here. And notice when you begin to lose your frame of reference. There's a science fiction story I read one time. And the space vehicle didn't have to use any fuel. All it did was change its frame of reference. If its frame of reference was Earth, it would stay on the Earth. If its frame of reference was the Sun, it would zip away from the Earth in the opposite direction from what the Earth revolves around the sun at the same speed. If it made its frame of reference the middle of the galaxy, it would zip all across the galaxy. And the people who were in the space vehicle would lose consciousness for a bit as they change their frame of reference, then they come to. It's a picture of the mind. Your mind moves around depending on its frame of reference, and if it changes its frame of reference, it tends to blank out for a bit. What's happening is it's going from one level of becoming to another, and then you come to in the new one. And as meditators, we're trying to make sure that if we are going to change our frame of reference, we do it mindfully, with alertness. We see the whole process. And when you see the whole process, you begin to see how artificial it is. You create a new world. There's something that attracts you. You look into it, you see that it's located in a particular world. And then you go into that world. It's because we go for these things that we want. The Buddha says, that's becoming, and any craving that leads to becoming, that's going to be the cause for suffering. A while back I was teaching in Brazil, and I pointed out, this is how we go through the day, creating these little states of becoming, then dropping them and moving to other ones. And one of the retreatants commented in a note the following day that she hadn't realized that that's what her mind was doing all the time, and when she saw it, she couldn't stop seeing it. It scared her. Well, it shouldn't be scary. On the one hand, it is a good lesson to how much we create artificial worlds as we go through the day. But the fact that you can see it, step back from it, that gives you some freedom from it. So this is one of the advantages of having one spot where we intend to keep our attention focused, like the breath. Because then it's clear to see when it wanders away from that one focus. We can do something about it. It's when you can't see, when you don't understand, that's why you suffer. So when you gain insights into the mind like this, don't let them scare you. Take it as a good sign that you're able to step out of these processes that have caused so much suffering for so long. And the question comes up, have you had enough? There's a famous story in the canon. A group of 30 monks come to see the Buddha. They're all forest monks. And the Buddha asked himself, what can I say that would get them all to gain awakening right here? So he asked them, which do you think is more? The blood you've lost from having your heads cut off in the past? Or the amount of water in the oceans? And the answer is the blood is more. And not just taking all of your different lifetimes together, the times you've been sheep and had your heads cut off. The blood there is more than all the water in the oceans. The times you've been cows, goats, more than all the water in the oceans. The times you've been caught as being a highway robber or an adulterer. In each case, it's more than all the water in the oceans. The monks developed a strong sense of sangvega that they all became enlightened. So when you see the mind doing things like this, creating unnecessary stress for itself, on the one hand, you can have a sense of dismay. But you also realize the fact that you can see this is what allows you to step outside of it. That's where freedom lies. So the better you know your mind, the less you suffer. And the more you're aware of how much suffering you've been causing yourself, the more you want to find a way out. That's what makes a dedicated meditator, looking for the way out. So when you have a short time to meditate like this, make the most of it. Maybe hot. The air is awfully still, there's not even a breeze. But it's not too bad. It's quiet. You have no other responsibilities right now. Everything is suspended. So see this as an opportunity. Focus on the aspect that it is an opportunity. That way you make the most of it.